Music by...
Yes.
By what's his name?
John Levin. This is Oswego Tea 2010. Gorgeous piece. Oh, look who's here. I can't believe it. It's Moribund Facekovich, as he calls himself on Facebook. Gary Barwin. Gary.
Okay. According to the directions, I just have to turn left at the non-pop cosplay convention. Then go past the drive-through Stockhausen self-actualization Siebentagen Super 7 Days In parking lot. Oh, wait, I think that's the phone that's interrupting me. I'm doing this recording where I'm pretending that I'm asking for directions for this radio thing, so I really can't talk now. Okay? All right. Thanks. Bye. Okay, so where were we? Oh, okay, that's right. We were supposed to turn right at the headquarters for the Schoenberg 12-step program in Expressionist Tennis for Dolphin Heart. And then right again at the Canadian Center for Dodecaphonic Studies. And so here I am at the Calvis and Damien New Music Bazaar Fantasy Theme Park, a non-pop clone to the wild and harmonic reenactment museum. Wow. Huzzah. But 20 years ago, in the olden days, the technology wasn't as advanced as it is now. Just give me a sec while I just get this thing started. There's the giant statues of Calvis and Damien and the whole store full of Dennis and David bobbleheads. Now, just a second while I get into my voice costume and begin the opening essay. I'm kind of nervous. Okay, just take a deep breath and begin.
Breathing, 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 breathing.
That certainly was a breath of fresh air. And now, Eclogue by Gary Barwin.
Nature, I hate you and your petty flummoxing of the butterfly's wing dust. Your immersive credo is irritating. Your pneumatic pontificating does nothing to assuage the oxidizing Chevy of the red-shifted sub-dwarf sternum thumper that is upper management and my heart. The unrelenting entropic cadenza of your rococo filibustering. Your cantankerous obfuscations like winter or autumn are like the brain's catamaran, an oxymoron or an oxytocin. The exact taxonomy unclear, but proximate to the irradiated toxins of the deoxyribonucleic aficionados of the spirographic light-bright drive-through of the 21st century. Your tune-tearing maw is a vector for collusion. Your vainglorious banquet of pockets, numinous, piping, populous, and astringently verdant with acquisitive glimmer. Nature, you brindled mixmaster, tastemaker, gene marker, your precipitous pox of clouds, no seum nanodeer, ocean flux of quiddity and riboflavin, the Catholic prestidigitations of your carbon era miracles, the peroxided flocks of your tuskless barnacles, make me your amanuensis only, a portico for your amusement and your fissured and warty biome-busy solipsistic landforms. I don't want your bisquick sustenance, the party-colored borders between me and you, some eco-twittered mastication of self, salt water, and elementary particles. Your greasy baster injects my sorry canticles with lassoed protoplasm. I'm a borrower of furrows in the forests of your phylacteries. Nature, because of you, a profusion of fission-ready midget-fighting league lions are ready to frack my Orinoco-infused hashtag-rich limb jungle vein doilies, rendering the Antarctic taxidermy of my soul subterranean knife block, a geodesic Isaac Brock triumph of isometric 1812 plate tectonic platitudes. I hate you, nature. You emasculate the tusk of my finger holes and leave me parking.
So I'm Calvis, and that was the introductory essay by Gary Barwin. Oh, wait, there seems to be some kind of leak in the roof. Actually, Damien, if you could go take care of that and maybe plug it up with some fish. So now I think it'd be good to play something. Thank you. The fishes seem to have done the job. So here we are at the Calvis and Damien New Music Bazaar Fantasy Theme Park, a non-pop clones of the Wild and Harmonic Reenactment Museum. And we wonder, should we ride the roller coaster?
Should we go through the
12-tone whirligig?
12-tone whirligig.
Should the course of option be? Well, we could listen for a moment. To the sound behind us.
It seems to be our shoes.
Shooing us. And our feet.
In adulation.
Enjoying it. Let's play another piece. This is a text-based piece from Gary Barwin's fiction collection called I, Dr. Greenblatt, Orthodontist 251-1457. It's a piece that's called The Sleep of Elephants. On its side, half covered in blanket, elephant fills the bed, its slow breathing, the surrender of lungs, a confession. The elephant is a form of twilight, its shadow skin cobweb colored. I am a road, gray and endless, leading out from the fog-bound house. I am an elephant also, if only in solidarity. World, I say. Your parking meters and slate roofs, your storm clouds and uncertainties, pencil leads and the rain. You have always been elephantine, winding through the half-lit maze, your baleful trumpeting and sub-audible song. Mouse, you wail of the wainscot. Bat, you wail of dusk. You are elephants seen through the multifaceted eyes of insects. All roads are elephants. All bathtubs, laundromats, and reference texts. What is plural is elephant. What is singular? A rural road. I fly alone in the night sky, itself a dark road with no border, but the horizon and the rich elephantine earth, a constellation of shadows. I find a pillow half buried beneath the vast foreleg of the elephant. I wash my hands, my face. I lie down beside the elephant, which is dying. I do not hear, but feel the elephant's murmuring, the worlds it speaks in consolation, time, a kind of twilight, articulated in sound. I sleep beside its universe, its inhalations and outbreaths, a slow expansion and contraction of the rolling curves of its body. If there are stars, they have closed their eyes. They are past shining outward. Elephant, old man, old woman. What is beyond old man and woman? Landscape, helium, dust. Settlement, space-time, nest. Let us be governed by twilight, or the twilight of twilight, which is a shadow in the mirror. Elephant. There are others, too. We'll find you. We'll bring you the consolation of sleep. The somnolent rests with you, march beside you into night. And when you turn deep in your dream, our crushed bones will become like a comet's dust, a radiant trail of loss and return. An elephant. Thank you. was Sleep of Elephants.
That was
by
Sleep
Gary
of
Barwin.
Elephants by Gary Barwin.
I'd like to thank Calvis.
I'd
and
like
Damien
to thank Calvis and Damien
for allowing me, as well as for allowing as well as for allowing me to be in the New Music Bizarre Fantasy Theme Park and non-pop clones of the Wild and Harmonic Reenactment.
It's really been a remarkable.
It's really been a remarkable thing
this last 20 years.
This last 20 years online
and the way they promoted
this amazing range of
amazing range of music
and as well as the support for my work.
And so
feel really greatly
feel really greatly privileged.
And so, thank you.
You're welcome. You're,
thanks.
Yes.
Gary
multiplied himself in the studio, and now he's flown out the door.
Amazing.
Gary Barwin, poet, musician, a person with whom I collaborated on writing a set of choral tunes, and that was performed by our wonderful group Counterpoint here in Vermont a couple of years ago.
Yes, well done.
So, yeah, Gary Barwin. Thanks, Gary. Bye. Bye.
Yeah. Meanwhile,
who's just come through the door is one of the... the fixture is the wrong word. One of the people who has remained steadfast in the promotion and presentation and commissioning and just general enthusiasm for new music in Vermont, despite change of circumstances in this state and despite whatever else happens, he has always been there for well over 25 years in new music, Stephen Klimowski. Welcome to Calvis and Damien's celebration.
I'm honored. To be sure.
So, all right. Now, what's the heck's going on? You've got a new group besides the Vermont Contemporary Music Ensemble. It's called Frevo.
Frevo,
okay.
Yes. Okay.
Yeehaw!
Well, yeah. Well, Frevo is simply a few of us VCMEers that got together just basically to have some fun.
What, you mean VCME is not fun?
Oh, it's, God, you should have seen what they had to play with mine last time. You know how not fun it is.
Oh, it's fun, but basically not having to work quite so hard the time.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Remember?
Sure.
Although we did have to work hard at this. In any case, some dear friends, Peter and Wendy Matthews, have joined my wife and I, basically. And we're doing anything from Beatles tunes to, well, Peter's written a new piece, of which I brought today.
Yes.
And Derek Jordan sent me some music and some of his world music-based stuff. So, anyways, we've been playing, we had a concert last night in Sheldon. A week before in Barton, Vermont, and next week in Jericho Center. So we're having some fun, and our first concert will feature this group. So, and that's October 30th and 31st.
Yeah, and the only of those you mentioned, the only one I don't know, I don't think either of us knows, is Wendy Matthews.
Wendy is a marvelous flute player, was a flute performance major. She has spent the last several years raising children, and so she has been preoccupied with more important things. But she's picking up her flute again, and she's a marvelous player, and anyways...
Peter Matthews, an extraordinary and dedicated guitar player.
And we're finding out a composer.
Yeah, that's so cool.
Since we started this group, first he was arranging. Now he came up with this, hey, Steve, here's a piece out of the blue, as far as I was concerned.
No, it's not out of a blue. After he plays enough pieces by other people and is disgusted by the kind of writing that he finds in them, then he says, yeah, I can do this.
Well,
correctly so.
And he certainly can, and you'll hear an example of that. So we've been having a ball. This is actually our third summer doing this. At first it was very low-keyed. Now it's just low-keyed. But we'll step it up a little more next summer, to be sure.
What's the derivation of the title of the ensemble?
Okay. One of Peter's favorite composers is Egberto Gismonte, who's an amazing Brazilian composer. People would think he's a jazz composer, but when you ask him, he says, no, I don't play jazz. I can't do that stuff. But you watch him, and he's an amazing pianist, he's an amazing guitar player, and an amazing composer. He writes basically from the Brazilian Indian or the Amazon, quote-unquote, Indian cultures. And so Frevo is a dance. It's an ecstatic dance that comes from the interior of Brazil. And absolutely ecstatic. So there's a whole music culture based around the dance. And he wrote a piece called Frevo, which Peter then arranged for us. That is Gismonti's version.
Okay.
And so we just liked it so much, and we were thinking of names. We were sitting around my dinner table. And just, you know, the old, you got 30 seconds for a name. So we went around a couple times reading labels.
That's what happened to us.
Yeah, one of them we saw, which we almost took, was Mixed Nuts.
Oh, that would work.
That would have been very appropriate, but that's where Frevo comes from.
Okay, and what are we about to hear?
We're about to hear Peter Matthews. He calls it, what does it say there on the CD? Danza from Mill River. He lives on Collins Mill Road up in Newport.
Let's hear it.
Concert's at 7:30, right? Thank you.
This is WGDR Plainfield, WGDH Hardwick.
Frevo! Frevo!
Just so.
Steve Klimowski and his new group, Frevo. And again, the piece was...
Danza
from Mill River.
That's right.
Right, okay. Yes. Well, okay, so I see the fun part.
Yes.
I do.
Yeah, lots of fun.
Lots of fun. What's the situation with new music in Vermont right now?
Boy, it's changing, isn't it?
Hasn't it?
It's, yes.
It's surprising.
Well, there's more of it.
Yeah.
Than there ever has been, yep. Which is remarkable. It's thrilling to know that we're not the only ones doing it these days.
Yes.
You know? You see Laurel Maurer doing it. You see...
Yeah, with Vermont Virtuosi.
That's right. And there's that new group, Turn. And
Turn Music. That's wonderful. Ann Decker's
that's
group.
That's right. It's
and
thrilling.
Scrag Mountain Music with
right.
Evan Primo. Mary
yeah.
Bonhag. It's a new world of new music here
it
in
is.
Vermont.
It's
plus
awesome.
The imports that come during the summer.
Yeah, right.
So, yeah.
So
yeah.
We're hearing a lot more. And it's even more accepted.
Well, there's that, yes.
There's that.
Though not entirely, there are still certain broadcast establishments that don't do much of it. we won't mention the V or the P or the R by name, but you know what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
Okay. So, all right, let's hear another one, and then we can come back and talk to you a little bit more.
Sure.
What do we got next?
We have Derek Jordan. Now, Derek,
oh, yeah.
Not even having heard of Frevo, sent me a piece called Dream of Bachia. It was for flute, guitar and cello. And I said, could you make it for clarinet, guitar, and cello? So we did. And we started playing it together, and we sort of rearranged it for all four of us. So
okay.
That's what you're about to hear.
All right. Music by Derek Jordan from Southern Vermont. Thank you. 100 degrees, 100% humidity on the beach. Dream of Bach. Yeah.
I'm all
Derek
damp.
Jordan, played by Frevo. Yeah, we are just sweating in the studio. We've stripped down to our undies.
Hey, is that what that is? Never mind.
Steve Klimowski is our guest right now, and his new group, Frevo. And you've got some stuff upcoming, including a piece by someone we just talked to this morning, Elena Roer.
Yeah, you spoke to Elena this morning, and she sent me a piece last fall, I believe. It was premiered by one of the San Francisco new music groups called It's About Time. And, first of all, she's a marvelous writer. I knew that. But I'm always looking for personnel and instrumentation. Will it work?
Yeah, of course.
Because up here in Vermont, we don't have everything.
Oh, yes, we do. Yes, we do.
Well, sort of.
Well, but we just can't afford them.
Well, that's right.
That's
okay.
Right.
That's true. Okay, so anyway, she sent me a new piece called It's About Time, clarinet, violin, cello, harp, guitar, and percussion. It just so happens many of our music and poetry concerts had just that instrumentation. So I said, Elena, send me the score. I showed it to our harpist and other people, and I said, okay, this will be on the program. That's coming up February 5 and 6.
Fantastic.
Okay, and that'll be in Montpelier as usual in the Black Box Theater.
Yep.
Down there, and Larry Reed is writing Thomas Lawrence Reed.
Thomas L. Reed, yes, T.L. as we call him.
T.L., yes. He's writing a brand new work for the same combination, except using bass clarinet, and his is going to be a little darker, I guess.
Fantastic.
We'll see.
Yeah. And then one more thing coming up in the spring, you have your VCME annual poetry and music.
Yes, and
this
will be our
really amazing.
This will be our fifth year in a row, and yes, I, as you know, Dennis, I'm very excited about this project.
Should be fun
because it really, I think, gets to the essence of the poetry and gets to the essence of what the music can do. But also, we're using a poet, Jody Gladding, who writes a little different poetry, at least this stuff is.
Visual poetry and very rhythmic poetry. And, you know, most people who know her by face don't realize that she's this incredible poet as well. Because for years she worked at Bear Pond Books in Montpelier.
Oh, did she? Okay, yeah. I wasn't aware of that. But yes, you see her. She's a nice woman, you know, but what a creative genius she is.
Yeah, it's just this whole other side. So that's coming up in April.
In
right?
April, yeah. And the dates are, you don't know yet,
April
15, 16.
Okay.
So we have dates now.
Fantastic.
And Dennis is one of our prime composers for that, and the others TBA very shortly.
Okay, fantastic. Steve Klimowski, thanks so much for joining us on the 20th anniversary special of Calvos and Damien.
Like I said, my honor. Thank you.
Great pleasure. Now we're going to head out to Canada. Bill Gilliam, we're going to see if we can get him on the line. Bill was
luck.
A guest quite a long time ago. And once again, trying.
No.
Hey, there he is. We got you. Hi, Bill.
Hello. Hi there. How's it
okay.
Going?
Hey, you can turn that video off because that's just going to take bandwidth and then we're likely to lose you. So.
Yes.
All right. Much as we like the video. But so, hi. Good to see you again. Or actually, now good to hear you now that the video's off. So you've given us three pieces to play, and you wanted to talk about each one. I think we should go right to these pieces and what they're about.
Sure. Yeah. Thanks for having me on the show. It's really an honor. The first piece is the first movement from a piece for mezzo soprano, clarinet, and cello, and bassoon. It's called Child's Play. It's the over. And Child's Play is in seven sections, and it's poetry that I wrote way back when, about 2005. And it was the theme of the evening was deception, and this particular piece was about the way that children deceive their parents, like from the most innocent time when they're just born, and then which gradually as they go on, they get older, it gets more serious, you know. So this very first section is really the child has just been born and is just sort of peeking through and playing hide and seek with his mother and or her mother. We're not sure if it's a boy or a girl. And So this is the first piece of Charles' play.
ICU is the title of the section?
Correct.
Yeah, and here it is. Bill Gilliam's our guest.
Eyes wide, smile, hand on mouth.
From Child's Play by Bill Gilliam, our guest here on Galveston Damien. That's I See You. Very delicate piece, very powerful as it rises. And okay. Bill, more. What have you been doing? Are you there? Oh, wait. This helps. There we go.
Wasn't it 2001 that you had the Ort one?
That was it, yeah.
Yeah, that's when I came down with my keyboards and did some stuff down there. It was fun.
Yeah, I guess that was the last time, wasn't it? Because we had you on the air once, and then we had the Otwan Festival.
That's right. That's right. And since then, electroacoustic stuff. And then after that, I was writing more for small ensembles and this kind of work. Been focusing a lot on voice over the years. That piece, I had three pieces in that particular concert for voice. And then around about 2009, I put on a whole evening, a big opera of work for, again, for voice of soprano and small ensemble based around my family history of my stepfather was a poet and used some of his work to set his work and do all of that. And then last few years been really focusing on improvisation putting my composer hat into the here and now and try and create pieces on the fly, if you like. And so that's we do a lot of work with improv, and actually improv with poetry as well.
Up next we have the Dream Sequence Prelude.
Yeah.
Give us an intro to that.
Okay. That was
sequins as opposed to sequence.
I know, dream sequins. That's a poem by a poet in London, Ontario called Penn Kemp, very fine poet. And she invited me down there to play at the Aeolian Hall in London, Ontario, which has got a lovely, beautiful Yamaha C7 concert grand piano. And we were all set to play the evening, and then she turned to me and said, okay, play something. So out came this piece, first take on this lovely piano, so I called it Dream Sequence Prelude.
Here it comes. Bill Gilliam is our guest.
Thank you.
Dream Sequins Prelude by Bill Gilliam here on Calvis and Damien's 20th anniversary show. Improvisation.
That's right. Yeah, I've been really delving into sort of trying to compose in the moment, if you like, and come up with themes and variations and make complete pieces on the fly, and working with voice, working with poetry of different poets, Canadian poets, international poets.
Yeah. And of course, improvisation in the great tradition of Bach, right on down through today. So, yeah.
I would like to hear Bach.
Yeah, well, there you go. Okay, let's do one more and introduce it. We've got a lot of music to do here of yours, so let's introduce this one, and let me thank you now for joining us on the 20th anniversary, Calvis and Damien, and maybe 20 years from now, we'll have another one.
Oh, thanks.
Bill Gilliam, thanks so much, and introduce this piece for us.
Okay. This last piece is another improv with a group called Audio Pollination. It's an improv set up in Toronto at the Array Space. It was recorded last December with Ambrose Potty on percussion. And so it starts off with piano percussion. And we have John Creason and Adam Rosen doing voice. And it's a poem by E. Cummings. And we just perform this live and very much had a lot of fun doing it.
Okay, let's hear it. Thanks very much, Bill. Till next time.
Okay, thank you.
Here it is. Music by Bill Gilliam in an ensemble semi-improvisation there with words by E.E. Cummings. Bill was on our show and also at the Ought One Festival. Another person who was at the Ought One Festival and seems to be away from her Skype connection, we'll try and reach her later if possible, is Brenda Hutchinson.
She of the long tube.
Of the long tubes. She developed a technique of playing through long tubes and their harmonics, yes.
Long tubes. Long
tubes. And their harmonics to produce compositions. I mean, in some ways, like playing a French horn or something like that, except really simply using a long, straight, actually wide tube in which he would play and tune the harmonics. And she has presented us with a version for long tube of the Star Spangled Banner. Ready?
Here.
You won't believe it.
I don't know about you, but I'm ready for that first pitch.
I was thinking that too, but on the same, at the other end of the thing, I mean, this tune modulates, right? And trying to get a long tube to modulate. Wow, that's so great. Brenda Hutchinson playing the Star Spangled Banner on a long tube. You have to see it in person, really. I mean, I wish we had the Calvos and Damien TV sesqui hour or something.
When she brought her tube here, she had a special packing case, as I recall.
Yes, she did.
And had some issues with the airline, I believe.
Yes,
transportation.
Also. I think transporting a long tube today would be even more problematic in airlines.
A weapon of mass tubing.
Ah, yes, indeed. Brenda Hutchinson, our guest in the past on Calvus and Damien, couldn't reach her today. She was scheduled, but you never know. Out in California, time flows differently. Our next guest, and I'm gonna reach him right now, is Claudio Kalmans. Claudio joined us first back in, middle of our show sequence, probably around 2000, at Dartmouth College. And Larry Polansky translated back in those days. So let's see what Claudio has to say. I know he's there. Or was there.
Mm-hmm.
I just got a text message from him. So, Claudio is in Argentina. And he's a guitarist and a composer, and has provided us with some really interesting music over the years. Maybe we should play the piece, and then we'll come back to Claudio and see if we can grab him.
What's the
a little
title
later? You're going to have to forgive me on this one because this is not one of my languages. Trio circular por la luna y por el color, part one.